John chapter 6, verse 16 through 21. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship. And they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship. And immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. We want to preach on the simple subject of going to the other side. Going to the other side. When we came through this portion of John on Sunday morning, we didn't particularly deal with this particular aspect of the instruction given here. It tells us in verse number 21, once Jesus is on the ship and gathered in with them, immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Immediately they found themselves at the place that they were laboring to go towards. Immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 through 27. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. When Jesus Christ got on the ship, they found themselves immediately at the place that they were setting out to go. And I believe it's the other side. We see in this passage of Scripture, verse number 22, of this last reading, Jesus constrained the disciples to get into a ship to go before him. He would go and dismiss the multitudes and go into the mountain to pray and be watching over them. He told them to get into the ship and to go before him unto the other side. Unto the other side. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. Mark chapter 6, we'll just read one verse here, verse 45. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the multitudes. They found themselves immediately where the Lord had sent them to go. In the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, both places specifically tell us that he sent them to the other side. And in our life as a church, and in our life as individual believers, the Lord has sent all of us to go to the other side. And we need to labor to be on target. We need to labor to go to the other side. They weren't to go to the middle of the lake, the middle of the sea. They were to go to the other side. They weren't to get to the middle of the sea and then say, well, this is good enough. This will suffice. Let's not go any further, or let's turn back. It wasn't optional with them. They were sent to go to the other side. And the Lord brought this thought back to my remembrance in light of our looking in the book of Genesis on Sunday evenings. Last week we reminded you how that God told Jacob to get up and go, and Jacob got up and went. God told Isaac the same. God told Abraham the same, to get up and to go, and they were to get up and go. And the Lord told them, each and every one of them, where they were to go to. And we find Jacob getting up and going, and we find him, when last we were together here last week, he was, I guess it was 2 weeks ago now. He was in Gilead, where his father-in-law Laban found him, and they had their confrontation. And we may or may not ever get to anything else in the book of Genesis, but they were told to get up and go. They got up and went. And when they got to Gilead, the job wasn't done. They were sent back to the land of promise. They were sent back to Canaan. The disciples here were not sent to go to the middle of the lake to find a good fishing spot. They were sent to the other side. They weren't sent to go to the other side until they hit their first storm. And they weren't instructed to go to the other side until you come into your first rough waters and then quit and go back. They were sent to the other side. They weren't sent to the middle of the lake. They weren't set to go until the waters got rough or when there was difficulties or trials. They were sent to the other side. Folks, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, God has sent you to the other side in probably many ways in your life. The question is, are you still going to the other side? Is that still your mission? You've walked this church aisle and you have made a profession of faith. You have united with Faith Baptist Church. You have publicly declared that God has sent you to go to the other side. Are you still going to the other side? Or when you got halfway, did you quit? I'm asking you to do some soul searching. Did you start off, did you come and make a profession of faith and say you love the Lord and you want to be a member of this church and then walk out the doors of this church? And as soon as you had a problem, did you quit? God didn't call you to quit. God hasn't called any of us to quit. If we're truly His people, we're truly His disciples, He has sent us to go to the other side, and we need to keep on going until we get to the other side and He's done with us. And He will make it very clear to us when He's done with us and when we have arrived at the desired end. It's not the middle of the lake that He has sent us to, it's the other side. It wasn't until storms came and troubles came. There's so many Christians like that. I love the Lord, I want to be a church member, I want to serve the Lord. And then they hit that first patch of rough seas. I quit. It's not fun anymore, don't want to do this anymore. Does that describe you? A couple weeks ago, I held this list up for you, and I told you that this is the membership of Faith Baptist Church. According to my recollection, this will have the most names on it, probably it has had in a long time. There's 41 members on this church roll, if I counted right. I wrote the number on the back. 41. That's not counting the Bournes who have united back with the church. And their letter has been granted. They are officially members, of course. So that's 43. When the Kavanaughs come and unite with this church, that'll be three more. That'll be 46. And every name on this list has gone through the same procedures. You presented yourself to this church. You were received upon the promise of baptism or the promise of a letter, whatever. And God, by placing you in this church, by putting your name on this church roll, has set every one of us to go towards the other side. Amen. To go to the other side. If your name's on this church roll and you came and you put your name on the membership of this church and you said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to discipline myself according to the constitution of the Faith Baptist Church and submit myself to it. And I'm going to do what the church covenant says. If you don't know what the church covenant says, look in your constitution. And it is not optional. If you're a member of this church, you're obligated to it. But if you can't find your constitution, there's a close proximity to our church constitution in the back of every one of our songbooks. Maybe a little bit of variance, but not very much. It's a pretty well traditional church covenant. You go back into the kitchen area of this church and you will find a large scale copy of this church covenant, not constitution. You said by putting your name here, you're going to do all these things. You have said by all of these things and referencing all these things, God has called you to go to the other side. Well, have you quit on? Did the waters get a little bit rough? Did it get a little difficult for you? Did you get laughed at? Did you get snickered at? Did somebody say, oh, you Baptists are crazy? When the first sign of troubled water came, did you quit on the Lord? It is so grievous to me to see people who quit on the Lord. Amen. And it's only by the grace of God that I haven't. But it's so grievous to me because when you're a member of Faith Baptist Church, you are being doubly blessed by God. God is pouring out His grace upon you two times over. He has poured out His grace upon you by saving your unworthy soul and saving my unworthy soul. And then He blesses us above and beyond that in His grace by placing us in one of His true churches. And when somebody who's been saved by the grace of God and added to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ by the grace of God quits on the Lord, I can't comprehend it. Amen. I fail not to be disappointed. I fail not to be grieved. When somebody says the Lord is their Savior and they love the Lord and they want to be a member of the church and the Lord has blessed them in these double capacities and then they quit. Faith Baptist Church does not continue to this very hour because people quit on the Lord. Amen. Faith Baptist Church has continued to this very hour because there have been some who have stuck with it. There have been those who have refused to quit. As we heard this morning, Faith Baptist Church has continued because over the years, there's been someone who has been willing to stand up and say, I'm going to stick with the Lord. Amen. Go to the other side. He didn't send them to the middle of the lake. Go to the other side. He didn't tell them to go until the first storm hit. And folks, here's the wondrous truth. In His sending us to the other side, He's not giving us something that's indefinite. He's actually revealing to us that there is a target. There is an end. He didn't just say, go, and are trying to figure out what He meant by that. But He said, go to the other side. It's not going to be forever. It's only going to be till you get to the other side. There's a definite goal. There's a definite target. We have the full assurance of Jesus Christ that we're going to reach the other side because He has sent us to the other side. Amen. Oh, it's so hard. I don't think I can do it. It's not that hard. You can do it. Amen. How do I know you can do it? How do I know I can do it? Because the Lord has sent us to the other side. He's not sent us to do something that can't be realized. And in our reading from John chapter 6, where did they find themselves? At the desired end, at the desired land. We will reach the other side. Amen. We will reach the other side as evidenced by our continuance. Get that point. Go to the other side. So there's the guarantee from Christ, we're going to make it because He sent us to the other side. And another assurance we have of our getting to the other side is by our continuance. If you continue and you don't quit, you're going to get to the other side. There's assurance there. Much assurance. The other side might be our Christian journey. And the one day that we arrive in heaven. Heaven isn't a pipe dream. Heaven isn't a fairy tale land. Heaven is for real. Amen. And every single one of His people that have been sent to the other side, They have been sent on a Christian journey that will be realized at their arrival in heaven. If you're really saved, folks, you're really going to get there. Amen. You really will. God would have to cease to be God. God would have to make himself a liar if he would send you to the other side if you weren't going to get there. If he was to send you to the other side and it culminating with your presence with him in heaven. If heaven wasn't a real place for us, then God would be most unfaithful. And we know he's not. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. The Lord promised there in John chapter 14, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, what? There you may be also. I don't want to be rude and crude, and I don't like to make statements like this very often, but occasionally I will. If you don't think you're going to heaven, if you don't think you're going to go and arrive in heaven, if you're not looking forward to heaven, you might not be saved. Because it's the assurance of God's people. Our Christian journey will culminate with our arrival in heaven. Our godly living, if that's the other side, our godly living will be called to an end when we're raptured out of here. Do I still believe in the rapture? You better believe I still believe in the rapture. We're not lost in space. We're not in some kind of open-ended nothing here. He's called us to live godly, holy lives and look forward, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, to our being raptured out of here. Rapture means come up hither, means to be snatched away. We encounter those in the book of Peter, first or second, I can't recall at this second. There are those who say, where is the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, we've heard about it. But the people of God who have this hope, who are living godly lives, waiting for the rapture, they don't sit around saying, where is the promise? They live claiming the promise. Amen. Come up! One day we're going to hear that. And I told you, I think it was Wednesday, I can't tell you I've got all the answers about what that involves. But I know when the Lord says, come up, I'm going to go. Amen. I'm going to leave ground. And I'm not going to be seen from or heard from here anymore on this earth. If you don't have that hope, you just might not be saved. And if you want that hope, you need to be saved. Amen. You need to be saved. The other side might be our being placed in this church and our being called to persevere till he comes. Going back to this membership role, Lord doesn't give us a place to put our name for us to sit around and do nothing. He's placed us in this church where we can place our name and put our light on the candlestick. And he's called us to persevere. The other side could be our being taught the faith. Having the faith committed to us and are earnestly contending for that faith until he tells us it's time to quit. We've begun a journey here at Faith Baptist Church. We've begun a journey that culminates with Brother Tim Cavanaugh being located here and having the oversight of this church. Right now, that's the other side for us as a church. He's not here yet. He's not taking the oversight thereof as a pastor is supposed to. So the mission has not yet been accomplished. But when we set out here to lead this church, to call a pastor, it was with the thought in mind, however long it takes, we'll find the man God wants us to have, and we'll call him, he'll be willing to come, and God will bring him and he'll be here. In our dealing with Brother Cavanaugh, that was always in the conversation. Whatever it takes, however long it takes, if we feel led to call you and you feel led to come, it might involve a lot. It might involve a lot of driving back and forth between Michigan and Ohio. It may mean a lot of inconveniences and a lot of difficulties. But we're willing, and he was willing, and by the grace of God, may we continue to be willing until he's here and the job is done. Amen. We don't know how long that's going to take. We don't know how much time that's going to take. We don't know what appearance that's going to take. Most assuredly, there will be discouragements. There will be temptations. There will be adversaries, there will be delays. But we will arrive by the assurance of Christ. And let us not be tempted to change or to quit. God has worked, as far as I'm concerned, God has worked at breakneck speed in leading us to call a new pastor. That must be a definite sign he's done with me. Can't get me out of the way quick enough. But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. It's nothing short of a miracle how the Lord worked in our calling a new pastor. And it will take nothing short of a miracle for him and his family to find a place where they can live and afford to live. And I've told you before, there have been those in this church's history who couldn't sell homes and couldn't find homes and didn't stay around here because of housing situations. You look back in the early histories of this church. But we've begun this journey to the other side, and until he's here serving and taking the oversight thereof, we're not there yet. And we got to keep on. Go to the other side. He didn't send them to the middle of the lake. Go to the other side. He didn't send them to hit the first storm and then to quit. Go to the other side made it definitely something that would have a target end, open-ended and aiming at nothing Did you quit somewhere around the middle of the lake? Did you quit somewhere when that first storm hit and you didn't like the tossing of the sea? You think, well, it's been so long since the Lord saved me. It's been so long since he placed me in this church. It's been so long that we've been laboring for the Lord. Maybe the Lord's just not in it. Maybe we should quit. No, we can't quit. Amen. He's definitely worthy of our continuance. Amen. We have the assurance of Christ. We will reach the other side. By our continuance, we give testimony that we'll reach the other side. There are many other sides that can be seen in the part of a Christian's life. What is yours? And how are you doing in your task? There's nothing impressive about how far you've come if you've quit. There's nothing impressive about bragging about how many miles you've put in and moved towards the Lord's will if you're not still in the battle. Our Christian journey is to continue until we're in heaven. Our godly living is to continue until we're raptured up to be with the Lord. He has doubly placed us, doubly blessed us by saving us and placing us in this church, and we must persevere until the journey's ended. We've had the faith committed unto us as church members, as individuals, and we're to earnestly contend until he tells us it's okay to quit. We've begun a journey that culminates with the Kavanaughs being here, taking the oversight thereof. And we need to be faithful. We need to persevere. I personally am determined. You may not be. You might take issue with me. I am personally determined for us as a church, as long as I have anything to say about it, I am personally committed to us continuing the regular order of our services and our observance of the Lord's Day, midweek, without change until we reach the other side. We've talked a lot about the preacher and his family, his wife, and all that is involved there. Well, with every one of us who are a member of this church, we too have made such commitments. And we're called to pay such costs. God help us to stay with it till we get to the other side. Let's stand.